And welcome, everybody. It's Blanco High School football coverage here as you're listening to it with Riley Chestnut and Adam Byerly. And Randolph ready to kick off, and it's a squibber right to Flores up the middle. And he's going to push forward as he's taken down on the 43. And again, while things were going, Blanco elected to receive after Randolph won the toss. They chose to play defense first. But welcome, everybody. You're listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football on KTSN, Blowout Johnson City, which broadcasts at 88.9 FM. And then K295CK, Luckenbach, Fredericksburg, out of 106.9 FM and streaming online, of course, at BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app, which is part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. I welcome you here, Riley Chestnut, and alongside me, my color commentator and my producer, Adam Byerly, as now we see out there on the field, Kelby Cox moving Daniels and his wing back, Fortner, giving it to a jet sweep the left side. It is Chobe Treesh taken down. Didn't look like he gained a single yard on the play, as there was a whole mass waiting to meet him there in this matchup between the Panthers and the Randolph Rohawks. The first one on the tackle for Randolph is the Mr. Rivondez Almond, who plays split end and apparently plays D-back. But welcome, Adam.
And Riley, what a perfect time for our technical difficulties to get solved as we came on right at kickoff.
Yeah, I've got to give a huge thank you back at Sun Radio to Denver O'Neill for helping get us back on the air. Definitely appreciated, Denver. But now, under center, two backs in the field, and it's a quick handoff to Phelps as the ball might have come out, but it looks like Phelps dived on it. Didn't really get that far. Now makes it third down and nine, as 11:10 to go here in the first quarter starting again. It's the first drive of the game, as neither side having scored. We're about to hit the 11-minute mark. Standing tall, all ready, all set. You see the huddle out there, Chris Ostigan, as this is the first home game of the year for Blanco, who are 0-3 on the season, while the Rohawks come in 2-1. With a two-game win streak going in here and trying to take it, the all-time record, as Blanco gets the snap off and has Kelby Cox roll through a hole, go up the middle, jump forward, and he is going to get the first down on his way to the opposing 44.
What a great run, and that's one that fans like to see, but coaches sometimes might be like, slide Kelby, but and yeah, he took the hit.
Yeah, you're exactly right. He took a mean one there, but he does stand tall. However, if you're noticing that there's more cheering for when Blanco goes out on these plays, you're not wrong. Again, like I said, first home game of the year out here in Blanco, Texas, and the fans happy to finally see what this Blanco crowd is all about, as they have packed the stadium in solid foundation. As now it's going to be an under center snap, left side handoff to Phelps, and he only gets about a yard forward before he is taken down by Joseph Juarez, number 25 for the Rohawks, makes it second down and nine. As they're now on top of the 44-yard line. Blanco watching as Peyton Van Dyke, the tall receiver, standing in. He will check in for Austin and make the play call with him. Now moving out to play wide. He is going to be guarded one-on-one by Rivondez Almond. Cox under center, three in the backfield, two wing backs, putting Fortner in motion. He takes the handoff on a jet sweep. Gets a push block from Martinez and Lopez and gets all the way to the 35. Out of bounds. Tavion Trapp tried to take the ball out of Mr. Fortner's hands, but he gets a great gain, and that is going to make it what looks to be third down and short, about one on the play, with 9:35 to go. The clock stops as it was a jet sweep that sent Fortner out of bounds. So third and one here from the Blanco. Now from the Randolph 36, keep it all together.
I would not be surprised to see a jet hood run up the middle right here.
He's been a big guy to help for him, but look at this. He's not out in the field, and now they're going to give it to Phelps, and he is going to charge forward. It's going to be close, but it looked like he did get on top of the first down marker. And the call is going to stand as first down. The one-yard gain by Cade Phelps. He's been playing the primary role for Jet Hood, as we now see Hood over on the sidelines. He is standing steady and ready as Sebastian Flores does come in and bring the play call with him for Blanco, who now has a first down going here from Randolph's 35. So, more of what we saw last week here, Adam, with a great start on offense, dominated by the heavy runs.
And Blanco doing what they need to get the first downs right now.
And with the early motion for Fortner, it's going to be a handoff with a draw to the left side for Toby Treesh. He got grabbed initially and is tackled. On top of him is Mr. Justin Kaika Bacon. Don't you just love that name, Adam?
I would love that last name to be Adam Bacon instead of Adam Byerly.
Adam Bacon.
I would love to have that last name.
Adam is bacon and shaking out here right now, as again, it was a pretty hot day coming down here, as now it's going to be second down and six going here from the 31-yard line in Randolph territory, as Cox under center with two receivers out wide in Van Dyke and Fortner and two men in the backfield. And he's going to go. Handing up off the middle to Cade Phelps, who's still on his feet before he's finally massed down. Stays steady and gets him about 1 yard on the gain, so make it third down and five here from the 30-yard line with 8:23 and counting to go in the first quarter. And the score is still waiting to be broken open by either side. As we take a look back at the recap from last year, same scenario for Blanco coming into last year. They were winless through the first three games. And then, while it was a road game last year out of Randolph, it was the first victory for Blanco, so they're trying to keep that tradition alive out here in this season. So now we see Treach move closer to play as one of the three men in the backfield, and it's going to be a handoff on a jet sweep. Left side is Fortner, and he's got the first down and then some, maybe about seven on the gain, puts him at the 23-yard line.
And Blanco opening up the season with three tough opponents, just like they did last year, and maybe that tough schedule at the beginning of the year will help prevail to this getting this win tonight.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of familiarity, as the only change from this year's schedule, according to last year, is we won't be playing the district opener game against Lexington. In fact, we don't face Lexington at all this season, who are, of course, the fifth best 3A team in the state, according to rank. And we're going to be starting our conference slate in just 2 weeks' time with Rogers coming out here, as now we see it's a dive forward on the roll. Take about 7 or 8 yards on the gain there by Cade Phelps as he goes on the draw through the right side, gets a good hole to work with it, and thus far, Blanco's coming out physical and fierce.
And multiple people are running the ball. Between Phelps, Fortner, and Kelby Cox, many people getting in on what Coach wants this Panther offense to do.
And, of course, we'll have some word from what Bill Tesh wanted to see out of Blanco at halftime. Originally, we were supposed to play this in pregame, but you're just going to have to wait till halftime to hear some good stuff from the head coach of the Blanco Panthers. Is now under center. It's a toss. Left side, Phelps moving out. And he doesn't get very far before he is taken down by Devin Oden, number 9. Maybe loss on the play or no gain at all, as we now see it is still third down at 6, but they're in the red zone. So, yeah, no gain on the play there for Phelps as he was taken down pretty quickly by Mr. Devin Oden.
It'll be interesting to see if they keep it on the ground here or if they go in the air on third and 6 for Kelby Cox.
And with the crowd out here strong for Blanco, third down and 6 with 6:20 counting to go in the first quarter, and Cox under center, Austin lined up. Wide far side, and Cox tries to keep it and doesn't get very far before he is taken down there by, guess who, Joseph Juarez, who had an earlier tackle on this drive and is going to make it fourth down and what looks to be 9 here for the Panthers. As now I'm not seeing any real change. What in the world is going to be standing here as Kelby Cox is not moving off the field? He's staying in. And Toby Treach has checked out with Ostigan and Peyton Van Dyke coming in, so it looks like Blanco's going to go for it.
And I don't think that's a surprise after the missed extra point last week. Definitely not an easy field goal from there.
So no opportunity for Zach Rogers to get out there and try and get points on the board as Cox is going to fire it left side and get picked off. Mr. Ravon Des-Allman is going to go up the field and be taken down as a flag is thrown. Chael Noel on the chase tackles Mr. Almond on the 47-yard line, and so Cox, trying to fire a quick one on the wide side, does not get anywhere and is instead picked up, and that was a major problem for Cox last week, but a flag is thrown. As we saw last week versus Pearsall, Kelby threw for 3 interceptions, all coming in the first half, and now this makes number 5 on the year.
Thanks.
What do we got here, Adam?
Coach Campbell.
Let's see here. Missed the flag call as we saw some nice girls come into the booth and bring snow cones. Apparently for one of the coaches, we're going to have to figure out to see what is going to go down here. So now, let's mark it back. And it was going to be a penalty on Randolph, but oh my. They're measuring it back here. It is still going to be an interception courtesy of Rivondez Almond, but now, with the penalty coming against Randolph, they're going to start their drive here from the 35. But again, Cox, his 5th interception of the year. Definitely has problems maintaining that control early on, as now it's going to be a jet sweep handoff through the left side. Given in and given out on the carry is number 17, Alex Cross, the running back. And it looks like he gains maybe enough here or just a little bit less than what the first down will require. And it looks like it is going to be 2nd down and 2. Going here from the 43-yard line. And now Adam, who had to play delivery boy for some snow cones, is welcome back. As we see 4:56 to go in the first quarter, and it's a toss right side up the middle. A flag is thrown, but look at this big gap that is just beaten in the nick of time as Cross gets him all the way to the 40. But let's see, a flag was thrown, so could this be coming back?
Well, we'll see what the call is.
As again, that's the one battle that Blanco's had a lot of luck on their side. Penalties against the opposing team in every single game thus far. So much, and yep, it is going to be a penalty against the Roehawks in their offensive line, so no first down. They're going to move that one back from second and three and make it about 5 yards to take. Or not. Maybe more. And let's see here. It's about 8 yards of penalty. So now it's going to be about second down and 12 here with 4:42 and counting remaining in the first quarter. The score dead even at 0-0. And now getting ready to go here from the 38-yard line is where the drive is going to start. We seem to be doing all right here and there. But now it's going to be a toss. Again, Cross through the middle. He was way back on the pitch, and he doesn't get very far. Maybe back to the original line of scrimmage, so make it third down and 10 coming up here for the Roehawks, which, interesting enough, their mascot named the Roehawks, the only high school team in the country with that exact name.
That's a very interesting fact there, Riley. But this Blanco defense, who looked really good last week, looking good here early again against the Roehawks.
Yeah. In fact, they've been getting better with each passing game, especially last week versus Pearsall. Many different opportunities. A near safety in the end zone twice could have been the difference in that 14-13 loss to the Mavericks. So now it's going to be a keep rolling right, stepping forward, a dodging a tackle, chasing him towards the right side. He is going to get knocked out of it. The third down will not be turned into a first, as on the carry was Mr. Kyle Kaika. He couldn't get very far before Blanco finally crowds him out near the sideline, and that's going to be a fourth down coming up here for Randolph, and they're not going to test it. It's going to be a punt coming up here for the Roehawks.
And we've seen this Blanco defense improve week by week, and again, getting forcing the fourth down for the Roehawks.
Really just a little bit of a momentum and a couple of big calls last week could have been the difference. In fact, at one point they had Pearsall back in the end zone twice and nearly came up with a safety both times, while also getting some help from the officials that the Pearsall crowd did not necessarily appreciate. So my key here this week will be to see if Blanco can get more pressure on that side of the ball, especially when the quarterback is chased. And now the punt is put up in the air by Kaika Bacon and called a fair catch by Van Dyke. He gets on top of the ball, but he couldn't initially make the chest grab, does stay on top of it and duck down to complete the touchback, and we're going to take over here at the 26-yard line as we now go to a break. We'll be right back with Blanco Panthers football with 3:34 to go in the first quarter.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone.
Welcome back, everybody, out here to Blanco, Texas, where before we got that commercial underway, while it happened, a first down quarterback keep and a cut up the middle by Kelby Cox maybe gains about 2 yards on the play. In fact, it does, to now put Blanco on their 29-yard line, looking to go up against this stout defensive line for the Roehawks that sports one big nose guard in Sebastian Goldsworthy. 6 feet 280 pounds, the only guy on the roster to match him really, is now Jet Hood. Keeps his feet and keeps pushing towards the left side before four different Roehawks are required to take him down. He took Sebastian Goldsworthy, who I said is 6 feet, 280 pounds, about 3 extra yards on the carry. And by golly, Jet Hood, just a bulldozer in these last two games.
Very impressive run there by Jet. And we saw him last week really be a difference maker for this Blanco Panther offense.
Still trying to be the difference out here today with 2:40 to go. It is now first down on the carry there by Jet. Cox under center with Van Slyke playing on the near side, right near his own sideline, as it's going to be a hand up the middle and a dive forward by Jet. Maybe gets about 3 on the carry, so it'll be second down and 7 coming up here. Yep, from the 39-yard line. Again, reminder, the clock is now at 2:18 to go here in the first quarter, and both sides looking to get the first score. So trying to keep it all together here, the crowd, a couple kids running around in the front rows of this Blanco side, which it's a nice change The crowd last week was very kind to us out in Pearsall, but it is nice to finally get to see what the home crowd can pack here in Blanco. As Flores comes in, is now going to play wide out receiver. Three men in the backfield with Trish in early motion, and Hood knocking off a tackle, staying on his feet. Man, he's got some ballerina feet because that boy can dance.
Yeah, Jay Hood keeps on jetting. Like we said last week, keeps the ball for a couple yards there and making this a very manageable play for the Panthers.
And with a minute 34 to go in the first quarter, the is now standing as a 3rd-and-3 draw on the 4-yard carry by Jet Hood that took a little tap dancing to get even more. Now standing ready under center, Cox with Daniels playing and protecting the right side. Fortner as his wing back, Hood right behind him, and Trish in motion from the left side as now it's going to be a keep by Mr. Kelby Cox that doesn't go anywhere. They swarm him. And it's Joseph Juarez along with number 64, Deshaun Borders on top of him. And it's going to be 4th-and-3 coming up here for the Panthers with a minute about to hit and the first quarter marker. And with that, they are going to bring out the punting team.
We'll see if this Panther defense can be as dominant as they were on that first Randolph drive here coming up.
And now we're going to see. The one thing I do want to see is a little bit more offensive fluidity. As again, maybe we would have 3 points on the board if not for that kind of confusing, if not surprising, 4th-down call that they made that led Cox to throw an interception right towards the left side, is way back, ready to return it. No one will be, as the ball is going to take a bounce along the 30-yard line before Blanco finally lets it roll out, and that is where Randolph is going to start their drive with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're going to be right back here with Blanco football on Sun Radio and on BlancoRadio.com.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Ready to bring it back out here, welcoming you with 28 seconds to go as Randolph is starting their second drive of the game out here on the 30-yard line, and it's going to be a carry through the right side and a great hold down by Cade Phelps as he keeps what was number 24, Mr. Hassan Sakur, from breaking away on a wide-out run towards the Blanco sideline. And takes him down for a couple yards loss, if not, well, not just a couple. He takes him all the way back out to the 24, so 6 yards loss with Cade Phelps getting his first tackle for loss, I think, of the season.
Yeah, that was a great play by Cade Phelps getting to the ball and getting the tackle secure for the six-yard loss.
And as you make that point, the first quarter does indeed come to an end, so when we come back, it is going to be 2nd-and-16 from the 24-yard line for Randolph. Don't go anywhere. This is Blanco Panthers football. Out here on the Sun Radio app and online at BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
Welcome back, everybody. Now welcome back, everybody, here with the second quarter about ready to start and both sides flipping the field. We're going to see them go from our right side, but still back on the 23-yard line, so I recount my measure. It's going to be 2nd-and-17 coming up here for the Randolph Roehawks after Cade Phelps got a 7-yard tackle for loss on what was an attempted wideout run that just did not have enough time or protection added to it.
And that great play by the Panthers defense now puts Randolph in a tough position to try to get a first down.
And trying to keep it all together here with 12 minutes exactly here before halftime. Score dead even at nothing-nothing with a carry up the middle. Don't know who exactly got the handoff. I do know who got the tackle. It looked like it was Gunnar Granberg with a little bit of help on top of it from Mr. Jonathan Alcala. Trying to see who was on the carry. I guess it will not matter. It's just one random Roehawk, and we'll try and get a better visual. Maybe it was Justin Kaika-Bacon exactly. But still going to be 3rd-down and about 15 to go here.
This is an obvious passing situation for Randolph. Let's see how this pass defense looks for the Blanco Panthers.
And, well, based off what I've seen over these last couple weeks, it's these kinds of situations that have tended to burn the Panthers, but it's a new week and a new day, so let's see what the fresh look on this first defensive set against a probable third down carry is. Now it's going to be a handoff, actually, and a run that doesn't go anywhere there for Mr. Alex Cross. In fact, he is jumped on top of by Toby Treish, Walton Daves, and Tristan Fortner. And with that, we see Canyon Brown and our biggest guy, 6'4", 280, Wyatt Perkins, come in. Now ready to play defense on special teams as Blanco forces the punt. So great job there by the Panthers with 10:50 and counting to go here in the second quarter, as we see back in the field for the Roehawks. Waiting to punt it away will be number one, Justin Kaika Bacon, who is listed as a quarterback on the Randolph roster and is apparently the punter, so shares a similar role as that snap bounces to him, but he still gets off a good air kick. Waiting to watch it bounce is going to be Mr. Chris Ostigan before they let Randolph's number 27, Maximus Hill, pick it up and get this drive going for Blanco, ready here from the 45-yard line back in their territory with 10:31 to go. Blanco's going to start with another impressive field positioning.
And this puts the Panthers in a very good position to start this drive, to maybe go down the field and put some points on the board.
Definitely hoping for it here with this crowd out here filling almost every seat I can find. As now Blanco gets lined up here on the 45. Cox under center, putting Fortner out to play wide as a receiver with Flores, as now it's going to be a toss left side for Treish. He's got a good stiff arm going for him as he carries himself about 8 yards to put them in Randolph territory at the 47-yard line, exactly right. So it'll be second down and 2 coming up here for the Panthers.
And a great first down run by Treish. We're seeing all these runners get their moments so far this season, whether it be Jet Hood last week, Trace now, or Kelby Cox moving the ball with his feet.
Mm-hmm. And, well, Kelby's still trying to figure out that passing game, because if you're counting over these last two games, he has now thrown 4 interceptions. So trying to get that stat under control. It's going to be a toss right side now for Treish, but he is going to get cornered back, all the way back to his 46-yard line, as he was taken down pretty heartily there by Devin Oden. So it'll be moved back to 3rd down and 9. All that good progress taken right away as Blanco tries to go right side and wide out. And actually, they're going to mark it down at the 49-yard line, so it's not as bad as I made it sound. It'll be 3rd down and 6 still with 9:27 and counting to go, and the score is still waiting to be broken.
Let's see what the offense calls here. Do they run the ball, or do they go for a pass?
Well, last time they did that, the only pass attempt led to an interception there for Cox, and he is going to step up and fire left side, and it's a catch to Fortner at the middle. He engages the tackle, goes right side, getting chased, going off the field. They've got him down at about the 14-yard line. What a pickup on the slant route.
Great throw, great catch, and great run by Fortner to juke a few players and get us into open space to get this ball down the field almost to the red zone.
Absolutely fantastic catch and run there by Tristan Fortner to put him all the way out there at about the 12-yard line is where the officials are going to measure it. Still waiting to place it, and they will put it down at the 15-yard line to keep things under control. But wow, what a time and place. Cox firing one out and getting that one all the way from his own 49 up to in the red zone now, going from the 15. Not good at math, but now it's going to be a handoff through the middle. Jumping on it, Phelps gets inside the 5, is going to back up before he is stopped short. But that puts him inside the 5-yard line to about the 2, according to the left side official. So with 8:41 to go, it's going to be another first down carry. Now make it first and goal here from the 2-yard line with Blanco threatening to score.
And now from the 2-yard line, the Panthers can taste the first points of the game.
Maybe so. Last week, 2 rushing touchdowns. Thus far, this would be the same formula for Blanco to keep carrying it on offense and let the run game do the job, as it's been mostly Phelps getting all the carries this game, a couple from Hood, but now Cox under center. Every man that isn't on the line is playing as a back, and it's going to be given to Gunnar Granberg, and he breaks in left side on a touchdown for the sophomore, his second in his second game. And that puts Blanco on the board, 6-0 now with 8:13 to go in the second quarter.
And Blanco scoring the first points here at home in Blanco of the 2017 season. There are going to be many more points to come here in Blanco.
Absolutely fantastic, as they opt to go for the big back Gunnar Granberg. who seems to be handling himself well in those short yard situations, as this was the exact same scenario last week when they set him up to go for the touchdown, as now Rogers puts it through high and mighty. And that is going to be a point after attempt good for Rogers, who again missed it last week. And now coming up here with 8:13 to go in the half, Blanco scores first and now leads 7-0 over the Rohawks. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Blanco Panthers football out here on 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg. We will be right back.
Support for Panther football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Clay Pack Greenhouses. Deep-rooted in Blanco athletics, everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, out here with the second quarter underway. 8:13 to go, in fact, in Blanco, capitalizing with a 2-yard touchdown rush there by the sophomore Gunnar Granberg, the second one of his career, and the second one in as many games now, with Rogers ready to line up after he made the PAT to make it 7-0. Now puts the kick up in the air. Left side's a bit short, and it's going to be taken and carried by Keely Kaika-Bacon, the brother of Justin. And he gets to about the 37-yard line, 36, according to the left side official, and that is where it's going to be marked down with 8:08 to go. And let's see if Randolph can respond to that fantastic rush drive, that really the big play being the one pass attempt there by Kelby Cox, who redeemed the earlier interception by hooking up with Tristan Fortner on a slant route to the middle of the field. And then Fortner going for a great run brings that extra burst of speed.
Well, Riley, we've seen this Blanco offense be able to move the ball. We haven't seen Randolph be able to move the ball yet up against this Blanco Panther defense. So let's see if they've changed anything.
Let's see what Blanco can do in one of the few spots thus far in the season. But the last two games, they've gotten pretty good at playing with a lead. Now getting behind it on the line, about a 1-yard loss on the attempted pitch right carry by the Rohawks, and it doesn't go anywhere. So it'll be second down and 11 coming up here for Randolph.
This Blanco Panther defense making sure there's no wide holes for this Rohawk offense to be able to run through.
Yeah, they're really jumping on it. I guess the big key will be to see here with the second down and 12 coming up in 7:40 and ticking to go here in the half. Let's see if Blanco can avoid tiring themselves out and keep this energy burst going through the entire second half, which when you're leading, you definitely want to play better defense. Now it's going to be a stand-up. Looking left side, a throw under pressure, and it is going to be a dropped desperation completion that could have been connected over to Hassan Sakur from Kyle Kaika. Didn't go anywhere, so it'll be third down and 12 coming up here with 7:23 to go in the second quarter and 7-0 in favor of the Blanco Panthers in their first home game of the year.
And last time we saw the long third down situation for Randolph, they decided to be conservative and just run the ball. Let's see what they do here on third down.
And one of the big changes that we see here for the Blanco defense being that Kelby Cox, who usually likes to play as a safety option or a defensive back, he's not in the game on defense. I guess they're concerned about maybe his energy output after last week and want to keep him strictly focused on offense and special teams, as now it's going to be a look. Quarterback Kaika throws it and ends up bouncing a pass incomplete. It was attempted to go to number two, Christian Ayala, but it will instead be fourth down and out coming up here from the 33-yard line, and Randolph will punt it with Kaika-Bacon out there.
And this Panther defense continues to impress, as they've impressed so far all game.
And as we saw in that last pass there, Mr. Kaika, who was listed as a running back on my roster, so I have to keep getting used to looking at his name, but three different people with the last name of any sort of Kaika, with Kaika now two Kaika-Bacons. I wonder what the relation is there, but with 7:17 to go on fourth down and 12 from the 33, we're going to see Randolph punt it away. As back in the field for Blanco to get the return will be Van Dyke. But it's going to get a little bit too far ahead of him, and watch it bounce forward before Van Dyke picks it up and tries to carry it for about 4 yards as he is sandwiched in between number 25, Joseph Juarez, and Maximus Hill. And when we come back with 7:09 to go, Blanco's going to start their drive out here from about the 43-yard line. Don't go anywhere. This is Panthers football out here on Sun Radio.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast comes from Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT.
And we welcome you back here now with the drive getting ready to start now from the 44-yard line for Blanco. As we see, Treach was put in motion, and Cox is going to keep it, go through a hole courtesy of Brandon Phipps and what looks to be Will Adams, and maybe get about 2 yards on the gain. In fact, he does get him. Blanco now onto the 46 to make it second down and 8 coming up here for the Panthers on the quarterback keep by Cox.
And this Blanco Panther offense is going very up-tempo, as we can't even get a commercial in between drives.
Yeah, unfortunately, we might have to thank the sponsors ourselves tonight, Adam, but we'll get to that later on. Is now second down and 8 from the Blanco 46 for the Panthers, with Fortner out there playing as a slot receiver, while we see Brandon Steed playing on the far side. As Cox under center with Treach and Jet Hood right behind him. Here we go. It's going to be a handoff to Hood. He's going to go outside, as we might have a flag call maybe against Chael Noll, but Hood's still going like there's no tomorrow before he's taken down at about the 33-yard line in Rohawks territory, but a flag was thrown, and that might take all that progress back.
Yeah, we'll see what the call is. Maybe offensive holding.
Yeah, maybe against Chael Noll for saying that outside block that let Jet Hood go free, and it will be a call of holding. I'm not going to say who it is against. That was just my eye observation, but it doesn't matter. It's a holding call that's going to take all that progress made by Jet Hood on that run back. And with 6:18 to go, we're going to have a replay of second down coming up here. And about 15 yards to lose on that play. Oy vey. Definitely a tough one to take there. As, yep, it is going to be about second down, and if I'm measuring right, from the 44-yard line back to the 36. So it'll be second down and 18 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Blanco leading 7-0, trying to add on here against the Rohawks in search of their first win the season, as it'll be a fake play action and a throw by Cox up the field. And it's somehow completed. Oh, baby. Fortner on the jump once again, connecting with Cox on the save. Puts him now at about third down and 2. But what a play.
We're seeing this chemistry between Kelby Cox and Fortner that's really getting going in the passing attack now.
Fantastic. Now makes it third down 2 with 5:50 to go here in the second quarter. As you can start to see the Rohawks band make their way out of the stands and get set for the halftime show that will be coming up, as about 5:40 to go before that. Blanco leads 7-0 after an incredible 16-yard connection from Cox on the run. He finds Fortner on the jump, and it's second down and 2 here for third down and 2 here for Blanco. So they're going to hand off and let Hood go get it. He dives forward. It's close, but it looks like he does get enough, if not right on top of it. Oh, let's see here. And it will be a first down. They do make the measurement call, as I was paying attention to the ref on the Randolph side, and he was standing right on top of it. But yeah, first down on the barely enough 2-yard carry there by Jet Hood, but Blanco now gets it going from the Randolph 46 to start a fresh pair of downs.
We're seeing the confidence of this Blanco team, I think, gain week by week.
And now a play change as they move Brant Wagner, who checks into play on the far side as a receiver. Before the handoff goes to Treach up the middle, he got a good block there from Brock Nichols and gets a little push forward by him to gain about 3 on the play. So make it second down and 7, or about 6 coming up here. Yep, 6 with 4:50 to go here in this first half. Second down and 6 indeed coming up here for Blanco on the 42-yard line in Rohawks territory. They're trying to put these birds out of business. So now Rogers checks in and will play the far side receiver right behind the 40. Cox under center. Fortner is his wing back with a little space put in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Treach through the middle. He's got all the room in the world before he's finally taken down. But that's going to put them on to the 31. So make it, if they started here, about 11 yards on the carry, or a good 10. Actually about 9, but it's a first down anyway for Blanco coming up here from the 33, as Treach got the carry and went running with it before he got tapped down by Joseph Juarez.
And this Randolph defense has no answer right now for this Panthers offense.
Keeping it bruising. Everything going well together here for the Panthers on this offensive drive with just over 4 minutes left before the half ends. Here's a handoff again to Treach. He tries to get behind Will Allen's block and finds enough leg room. He is grabbed low and taken down on the leg tackle by Monase Woodson, number 44, but gets him all the way to the 25-yard line. So keep it going. 8 yards on the gain. And that's going to make it second down and 3 coming up here.
And it'd be so big for this Panthers team to go up 2 possessions here in the first half against Randolph.
Definitely, as we know, the largest lead it would be for the Panthers if they were to score another touchdown on this drive. And now Van Dyke coming in from the Blanco sideline that keeps following this team's progress up the field. He brings the call and now stands ready. Cox moving towards under center. His center, Chance Horden. See Fortner playing on the near side. This is a handoff to Hood with a big gap up the left side. He is taken down. Looking on the carry. Jet Hood and Joseph Juarez, the man to take him down. But still, first down, about 5 yards on the gain here for Hood. And he's going to be taken out of the game for a little bit of rest along with Van Dyke while Sebastian Flores finds his way in for Blanco. And that is going to make Randolph call a timeout as they have got no answer here for the Panthers on the ground. And when we come back, we will have first down 10 coming up from the 22 for Blanco on the threat of scoring with 3:15 to go in the first half. It is 7-0 Panthers.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast comes from Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56, Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S Drive, locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281, available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2017 season. Go Panthers!
And I welcome you back out here, everybody, as we bring you the Blanco Panthers varsity football game here in week 4, their first home game out here in Blanco, Texas. And the Panthers leading by a touchdown now on the 22-yard line in Randolph territory, threatening to score with Fortner in motion. It's a handoff to Walton Daves on that same side sweep, and he tries to go diving up the middle. Doesn't get very far before he's taken down by Deshaun Borders, maybe gains a yard on the play, and it does mark it as such, so second down and 9 with the 3-minute mark about to be passed here in the second quarter.
And we're seeing this Blanco offense keep moving the ball through what they want to do, running the ball.
Keeping it.
But it's their passing attacks who have been the biggest play so far offensively.
Mm-hmm. Those have been the ones that give them a little oomph and allowed their drives to keep going. So maybe something well-timed with Van Dyke out in the slot. Going to be a keep, and Cox rolling right, throws it away from Borders and wants Van Dyke to go and make the play, and he gets it in front of the pylon, and he got the touchdown. First passing touchdown for Kelby Cox this year as he connects with Van Dyke.
By what I see from Kelby Cox, I think there'll be many more passing touchdowns for this Panthers offense this season.
Oh, baby. They used Van Dyke's height mismatch perfectly. It was like a Dez Bryant play to just tell him, go up there and get it, big fella. And right in front of the pylon, he does indeed do his job and makes it 13-0 Blanco as Rodgers is out. Cox is going to hold for him, and Rodgers is going to kick this one. But, man, what a start here for the Panthers. The first passing touchdown for Kelby Cox in 2017 as Rodgers puts it through, and he has a little extra oomph on it. 14-0 Blanco with 2:30 to go here in the first half, and we will be right back with the Panthers rolling here. Now their second straight scoring drive, and it is 14-0 Blanco in the home opener. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Old 300 Barbecue, open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
And welcome back, everybody. If you just missed the action, Blanco got a passing touchdown, a 22-yard connection from Kelby Cox on the keep and roll to the right side. He finds Van Dyke backing up in the air with a fantastic backwards leaping catch. Both hands on it, so it wasn't like Odell Beckham, but it certainly was splendid. Right in front of the right pylon, he does knock it over and does get the touchdown marked. And so for Van Dyke, his first touchdown reception of the season, and for Kelby Cox, the second passing touchdown of his career on varsity. Now Rodgers from the 40-yard line is going to measure this one up and get ready to kick it with Blanco. Their largest lead of the season up 14-0 as we see Rodgers boot it to the right side. And a fair catch call by Mr. Austin Bobick. Putting that one down, squatted on the Randolph 33-yard line. That is where the Rohawks are going to try and come up with the answers before this half ends up running out of time with 2:30 to go.
Yeah, this Randolph defense hasn't had shown anything, any way to stop the Blanco offense, but this Randolph offense hasn't shown anything to be able to move the ball against this Blanco defense. So Blanco's outplaying Randolph in every category so far this game.
Yeah, an all-around fantastic game. We've been saying it. They've improved each week, and last week being such a close loss, you had a feeling that this week would be something to measure here for the Blanco Panthers as they come in hungry and ready to eat these Rohawks alive. But now it's a handoff to Kaika Bacon through the middle. He doesn't get very far before Brant Wagner knocks him down and ends up helping Kaika Bacon back up. So nice sportsmanship there by Wagner. But still, not really much of a gain. About 1 yard on the play makes it second down and 9 here from the 34-yard line.
And still, this Rohawk offense hasn't been able to do anything. It's been a bunch of 1-2 yard gains and even some 1-2 yard losses for their running attack.
So Blanco bringing incredible pressure, busting through this offensive line, standing tall here. A few jerseys I can see out there include number 72, Jaden Maturi for the Rohawks. Well, of course, backing up the left side, we see one slim tight end ready to take it up in Devin Oden. So now it's going to be a handoff right side, but let's see here. It's going to be a false start call maybe against the Rohawks from the way the Blanco Panthers coaches came jumping off the sideline with their hands clapping, and it will be called that way. So a false start here against the Rohawks. It's going to put them back for a repeat here on second down, and let's see how far back they go to the 29. So not too bad, but still. It's going to be second down and 15 coming up here for the Rohawks with a minute 40 and counting left before we get to halftime with the Panthers leading 14-0.
Well, Riley, it's bad when you can't move the ball at all. To have any yards taken back, it's not good.
No, forward progress being the big key is now it's a key right side throw. And watch that one. Kaika overshoots his man. Alex Cross was going sideline, but he could not come up with that long throw too far ahead. So we're going to have a third down and 14 coming up here with a minute 24. That's where the clock is going to stop on the incompletion by Mr. Kyle Kaika.
Blanco might be able to add some more points before the half if they're able to get the stop here and get the ball back.
Yeah, maybe. Wouldn't you love to see that here? Let's see if you're actually a genie out here, Adam. You definitely have made some pretty incredible calls before, so let's see if Byerly's magic does indeed pull through. But again, the crowd out here definitely loving what they're seeing in support of the Panthers. The entire cheerleading squad, of course, on their feet. And look at this. Whistle stopped the play as it was beginning to get underway for Randolph. And we're going to see a timeout called on the field. Blanco does indeed call it and stops the clock at a minute 22. So we're going to take a quick break here and be right back with more Panthers football as they lead before halftime 14-0 over Randolph.
Support for Panther football comes from Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And welcome back, everybody. We got a good game going on here in favor of the hometown team, Blanco. Currently leading 14-0 over Randolph. And if you look at the all-time series between these two teams, you can exactly see why. As the all-time series in the 10th meeting now, coming into the 10th meeting out here tonight between Randolph and Blanco, Blanco has the all-time set at a 6-3 mark and, of course, has a nice two-game winning streak in their favor over the Rohawks. And if we measure that right, 2 years ago, you know who was on the Rohawks squad?
Who's that?
Brian London.
Brian London from our Texas State Bobcats, who have a very big game tomorrow night against UTSA Roadrunners, alive in San Marcos.
And, of course, look at what Brian London turned into last year. Was second in the Sun Belt and, of course, second in the nation in total tackles, while also being leading the Sun Belt in tackles per game as a freshman. But now look at Kaika Bacon get pushing up the field. He dodges tackles. He stiff-arms a few away and is finally pushed out of bounds by Cade Phelps.
And that's the first big offensive play, really, from the Rohawks this game.
Yeah, definitely right, and it was a big gain putting them all the way in Blanco's red zone, or just a little bit too close to it. Actually, at the 25-yard line is where they're going to mark it. But, man, what a great gain there, the first big play with a minute 13 to go in this half. And Randolph definitely saving it on a simple run up the middle there by Justin Kaika Bacon. He used his size to break away from a couple of big guys.
And that was an obvious big play from Randolph, as they were about to have to punt the ball.
Now to have to be careful here. Yeah, they turn the third down 14 into the 25-yard line in Blanco territory as they give it to, guess who, JKB, and he doesn't do much with it that time before he's taken down by Toby Treesh and a couple other Panthers on the run.
and what an answer by this Panther defense to come back from that big run and only limit him to about a yard.
And now we see here they're just trying to make sure the clock doesn't run out and they don't give up anything big like a touchdown. They can give away a field goal, but even at this range, a couple tackles for loss could really be the difference with 45 seconds and counting to go before halftime. Second down and 9 for the Rohawks on the 24. Under center handoff, left side, great fake and cross in a foot race. Dakes and loses the ball, popping out of bounds, though. Oh, man. He was right on that left sideline, and that would have been a huge play if Blanco had anyone near it.
And we've seen that happen quite a bit this year, Riley, where the opposing team will fumble the football, but it'll bounce out of bounds.
Or Blanco just won't be able to get to it, and that's a pretty darn shame that the defense does that much work as it ends up popping out and dropping out of the sideline on the 5-yard line. And that is where Randolph is going to get the chance to go for something here as the clock keeps running with 24 seconds and counting to go. Kaika under center. It's going to be a handoff left side, but Blanco read it perfectly as Aaron Daniels gets to him and puts him all the way back on the 13-yard line. My goodness, what a tackle by Daniels.
And it seems like when Blanco needs a big defensive play, they get a big defensive play.
And
great job by the Panthers defense.
Oh, man, fantastic. And to stop the clock and save some time for maybe one last big offensive play, Randolph calls timeout and puts it at 14 seconds to go with a 14-0 Blanco score. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, welcoming it back out here as Randolph is going to get going now from about the 9-yard line, so make that a tackle for loss by Aaron Daniels of about 4. As we got 14 seconds on the clock before halftime, Blanco leading 14-0, trying to stop Randolph from getting something here on second down from the 9-yard line in Blanco territory, the defense trying to make the big stop. It's going to be a roll right. Kaika throws short, and oh, it just goes off the hands of what is Maximus Hill. It was a little too far thrown on his right side, and he had his right hand only available to make the play, but he couldn't make it.
A very fortunate play for the Panthers, very unfortunate play for the Rohawks.
So Kaika having a bit of trouble making the on-the-pitch pass perfectly, especially on the run out here tonight. Maybe the pressure from Blanco is getting to him. And it seems to be working well as, again, barring that huge play by JKB, Randolph wouldn't be in this situation right now threatening to score as they now take a two-receiver set on the right side in the slot. It's going to be Mr. Hassan Sakur, and look at this. A flag is going to be thrown on a probable false start by the Rohawks with 9 seconds to go. This is definitely going to sting. And, yep, false start against Randolph, so put them back another pair of yards outside of the red zone now is where they're going to mark them down.
And that big run by the Rohawks might not even matter. They can't take advantage of it.
No, sir. As you see, the ball hasn't been moved out of the spot where it currently occupies at the 14-yard line. So that is exactly where they're going to measure it up. And we see here, now ready to go, standing in the slot with a four-receiver set, all three stacking on the right side, as now Kaika steps up, pressure left side. He fires it up. And there's going to be a flag thrown. Maybe a bit of a push there by Walton Daves at the end, but I don't know what the call will be against, as the pass was overthrown, intended from what it looked like to Mr. Hassan Sakur.
And it's coming back against the Rohawks.
Oh, so it won't be pass interference like maybe I was going to guess, so that's why I'm not an official there, Adam.
And this might be taking the Rohawks out of field goal range.
Oh, man.
So these penalties maybe costing points for the Rohawks.
Yeah, back-to-back penalties really stinging us now all the way back on the 25-yard line. Good Lord, third and goal, and it's a third and goal situation with 5 seconds to go. Let's see what the call is here for Randolph. As it looks like, they're just going to stand straight and try and go for the touchdown with 5 seconds to go, marked up on the 24-yard line. Here we go in the slot. Three receivers on the right, looking left, fires over the middle. And it is going to be an interception by Walton Daves as a flag is thrown. Or maybe not. Maybe just an incompletion, but Daves definitely, I thought, had a hand on it. But it might be called against Blanco from the way the crowd is reacting. As that stops it, there's no time left on the clock, but let's see what happened here. Let's see how much time they have to put back on the clock, as it looks like there was a penalty called. And that might leave a little extra time to spare to save a chance for Randolph, and it will be a pass interference call going against the defense for Blanco, so that saves Randolph's skin, but game clock shows nothing left here in this second quarter.
Let's see if they give him one more play, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely on that one, but I just want to see where the clock is, in which case it's at nothing right now, so we're just going to have to wait and see. Officials now having to take the time to see what's going to go and how much time they have to put back on the clock here. Standing tall, as you definitely can't help but notice the cutesy stuff that is going on right in front of us, a man holding a baby. You can even hear him a little bit on the crowd mic talking about it, but everything seems to be measuring just fine here, as now the ball is going to be taken forward. Still no game clock being shown here, as they're going to mark it down at the 9-yard line to make it third down and 9 here to go for Randolph, as they got their quarterback standing in the shotgun ready. And an early rush up the middle is now, they get a hold of Kaika, and he's going to be sacked down by
Phillips. And by the Panther defense to get the sack and to end the half.
Fantastic sack there by Cade Phelps to prevent any score from happening for Randolph. And just like you said it, partner, that's halftime, ladies and gentlemen, and Blanco up big. 14-0 the score for the Panthers out here in their home opener. What a fantastic showing in the first half. But that's going to give us plenty of time now. As some of the big notes you can take away from this first half, as we got a 28-minute halftime period coming up with a performance from the Blanco High School Band just waiting to be heard. But fantastic work here by Blanco's defense all around, especially that last play. And we have a rushing touchdown on the board from Gunnar Granberg, the second straight game he's gotten one, of course, the second touchdown of his varsity career, while Peyton Van Dyke connecting like Dez Bryant on the jump on a roll right pass by Kelby Cox that helps make the first passing touchdown of the season for Blanco look that much more spectacular. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back after these wonderful messages coming up from our sponsors and our supporters as the score reads 14-0 at halftime in favor of the Panthers. You're listening to Blanco Panthers football out here on 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco Athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
And by Peterson Tire. the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56. Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers and a great 2017 season. Go Panthers!
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Wayman and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.